Beginn der Karin darf und sagt, dass man die Karten darf. Chas, beginn der Karin, 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 because that is a chiddush over here, because the wood and stone, they're not makabel tuma generally. And what? But for the hachim, it's a makam. So it says, even so, here, by the tuma of the house that had a nega, it's going to be tummy, and therefore, it's a chiddush. Which Tosafot points out, it's a lab dafka. It's not specific that it's a chiddush regarding just wood and stone, because the Hatznam Mesech Nagom, we learned Mesech Nagom in Perikid Beis Mishnah Hey, that Lebi Huda, even bundles of straw and bundles of stubble also would have the tumma of the place of a nega. So, if so, Rabbi Huda learns it out from a pasuk that whatever's in the house is going to be tummy, like we see even Chabila Kash, Chabila Tevin. Now, the thing is, over here in Agamor, according to Rabbi Huda, he has to explain why you cannot learn out Dava Hershusim here because of this Chiddush. So, if I'm Ken Tzarchum, you have to say, Rabbi Nami Moed Rabbi Huda, Rabbi also agrees with Rabbi Huda that even Eitzim Vanim would become tummy. And Mechem Ashma, because when the Lay Masik, from the fact that the Sugi does not conclude that Rebbe, that it learns out from the Tzivah Klein, and he holds even the Dvar Shus, is because some of the Krib Shimon, the Polycosm, because of all the Krib Shimon that disagrees with the Mishnah Goyim, and from the fact that the Agmar doesn't say that, so obviously, because Rebbe actually holds the Krib Yehuda, that even Eitzim Vanim would be Tameh. Knudek says, Masla, Begnud Zigma, Mai, what is Uve Yoyim? Because Yashim Shataraya, because there are certain days that you do look and some days that you don't look. So it says, Masla, Abai, it sounds like that from Abaya, the Rabbi Huda Dajvav, that he expounds, Ubayoim, and the extra Vav is to tell you that, oh, some days yes, some days not. And Mechaim Perikam, the Sanhedrin, so to find the first Perik, Sanhedrin, David Dalamed Aleph, Kabi Beshev Techa, that he expounds an additional two judges from the Vav, so to Perik Elmetziz, Vamitzit, Abrabazan, Manab, Kabi Umetzasa, which by, where the Metziah came to him, we learn that from the Vav, which places Bakasha, but that's difficult because, you goofy. Yud himself, we find all of the places like Dodajov, it does not expound the Vav. We find the Imhammer Yomer, Pekam the Tamura, the beginning of Tamura, the Bezim Abez, where according to a mayor, we know that a woman does Tamura from the Vav. Yud disagrees. It does not dash in the Vav. And so to say, Perk Terf Makalfi, Yimid of Mamheim and Av, Gabi Vahesh, which Yud and Yisi don't hold that there's an extra Marocha. And the Gemara says, because those who say yes is from Vahesh, and they don't dash in the Vav. So it's Taisa B'Shem Adarash L'Adarash Achrina. Maybe he holds a Be'etzim, the Vav, like our Sugya says. But over there, it's being used for other drushes, therefore they don't agree. But it's not like they don't agree to the, Rebbe Yehuda doesn't agree to the concept of extra Vav. But it says, Mihu Hacha Koshin Tei, but here it's even more difficult, because Kibbutz Rebbe Yehuda Darash Vav, so you tell me Rebbe Yehuda expounds a Vav. So my Tema Lomar Rav, the Hacha Nami Darash Vav, so why doesn't Rabbi also say over here that you expand the Vav? Why is the disagreement of Baya, who loved the Skir, should have mentioned this concept that Rebbe Yehuda Darash the Vav? So it's of a shem or coming. Maybe Rabba was just saying that Philip Dorsh Rebbe Yehuda Vav Hachal Hai Drasha, that even if Yehuda over here is not going to use the Vav for this Drasha, yes, the Ashra still you could go ahead and resolve it because the whole Pasuk is extra like he explains, but not that he disagrees with the concept of Yehuda Dash as well. Can you say some Aslan? To begin with the Gemara Nafkalim and the Mekanega Nerali. He learns it out from where it says, like a Neged, it appears to me. To me means Leila Oiri, not to the light that's illuminating for me. Which I says, it's a wonder, because the Leila Marabba, previously Rabba was said, Le Behuda Chiddushu, that according to Behuda, the fact that the Negoim Abatim is a case of Chiddush, so the Belega Minimum that you can't learn out from the Nega regarding a person's body, which was regarding that we wait for something that's not a Dvar Mitzvah. So if that's the case, how could we learn out also regarding that you have to see Nega by Yemen not by nighttime, which that's by Nega Batim? How could you learn Le Belega Minimum regarding a Nega of a body? I thought you cannot learn out from a case of a Chiddush. So it's a Lepidish, Lepidish. According to the interpretation that I explained on Zainam Beis and the end of Der Matzach Devar Shos, that the Rebbe Yehuda Letamei, Rebbe Yehuda goes according to his reasoning, the Matzach of Pinoy. He requires a Pinoy that it's Be'etim Bavanim, that even though generally they're not Makabal Tumah, here it's a Chiddush that they are Makabal. So Nicha, that would make sense, because in the Pinoy, Davka Chiddush. Only specifically regarding Pinoy is it a Chiddush, but regarding everything else, we don't say that Negabatim is a Chiddush, and therefore we would learn out leave a la'idi also regarding negaguf. That's one shot. Why Yishlam? In other words, you could say kim de la'idi, since that regarding the light, which that's where we exclude nighttime from because it has to be leave a la'idi, that any chalidus b'le'in there because they cannot see without a candle. Same crane paisam tamriya. So what's the invalidation? Because you can't see it. Ah, yes, lo nu lemahamen. Regarding that, we should learn out from nigi batim to nigi agur, because given the chasin the alman amash kechan the kepeid bari, since we find in general regarding the goyim that we are particular about a person's being able to have vision. Tveimay l'regel more than halacha v'leili regel, because over here in the regards to the nega the bein shtei enayim, you need to have that you be able to see with two eyes in contrast to oil regel. Ubein namish lehei yom anin. What's needed that it shouldn't be a cloudy day? So we see we are makbin in general regarding nigi agur, regarding the vision of the Kohen, and therefore it would be logical regarding this, we could learn that from Nigibatim, there has to be a day and not a night time, even though you're right, that Nigibatim is a Chiddush. Then it says, it's a wonder, because the Hocham Ashma, here it sounds like the Rabbi Mamait, Lailam Haikra, that Rabbi excludes night time from this passage that we just brought. Problem is, a Perek Echadin Imam, this is in Sanedin of Lamadam, and Beis Maisek Kro, we are Meroi's boy, but it's a different passage, on the day that he sees it. That's like a Baya, but we rule like Rava when he disagrees with a Baya, why is he going to bring a different passage over there? Let me tell you, but you can say it's normal for the Gemara. It just brings the more simpler exposition, but really that's not the primary. Because maybe Ilik Kosev can negatively, had we not had this drasha of Rava, have a Makmina, but Yemeros, we would have expanded that Yemeros takes good night time. Although at the end it's not, but it's the more simple drasha, therefore we bring it from there. And we find this phenomenon of Achim Peg based the Megillah, the Chav Medalf. Say, but you can only do circumcision during the daytime. From the eighth day, which would be Yemel of Alayla, day and night time. Or Pedagog blesses the Mila, whereas in Shabbos, Kabbalah, and Bezim and Av, Dorosh Minah, the Gemara expounds it, Begoyim, Afel Beshabbos. It learns out something else from the day, that even on Shabbos. And actually, Uma Benjamin is Yom, Dorosh Minah, Yom, Leila. From a different passage of the eighth day, of 8 days old, we expound day and not night time. Again, it's only because they're picking the simpler drasha. So to Pekka Chayvel. And Babakam the Pezayin Yemenav Maisi, the Gemara brings Shvach Nurim Lavia. How do we know that the girl's prophets goes to our father, Mimnera Beslavia, from when in her youth she's in our father's household? Yet a very very coming to the Kedushin, the beginning of Kedushin of Gimel Beis, Muki Lava, first and Dom Davka, says that part too much specifically regarding nullifying her vows. And actually, Shvach Nurim and the prophet she makes as a girl, Navki Mevachimka, learns that from somewhere else. And so the Bechim Perikam and the Kedushin on the Gimel, Nav Yudalad, Maisi, Seva Karsa brings that, that only a document could divorce a wife. Fein devacha curse and nothing else like money or other thing could divorce her. And we know that Mesevah Kedushas, where it says that the document is what severs. Yet a perikah may be getting of chavam on base mapkal or rabban mevachasav. The rabban learned from a different passage from mevachasav law that you should write to her. It has to be through writing. And Mesevah Kedushas, it's a chadash akrin. Now they need Mesevah Kedushas for some other drasha. So you see that this is the norm of the Gemara where it does this a lot. That'll bring just the more simpler, even though it's not really the primary. Now, Amir Tem, but says one thing is a wonder is Heich Nuchal Yashav Sugya. How could you resolve the Sugya, the Perek Echad in the Mamnus? Since I know that Lam Dalam based on Libidi Rab, according to Rab. Because the Maish Lahasim, the Migmer, there the Gemara wants to learn out Din, the Yoim, Min the Goyim. That you should have judgment during the daytime, as we find by Nagoyim. Just like Nagoyim has to be daytime, so too is judgment. They're both types of judgment. The problem is, E Bishloime, E Maishimir, the Yoim Hodois, boy. If you're bringing from the Pasuk of Yemeroiz Boy Metzin Lokum Megmad, then you could say it's talking by the end of the judgment, because that's what the Pasuk of Yemeroiz Boy is talking about. Like it's like it's the conclusion, and therefore you can learn a din from there. But El, according to Rabbi, that learns out that how do you know you have to say nega a day, not a night time, is from Kenega Nidali. A Hainu Tchilas Din. That's the beginning of the evaluation of just taking a look at it. and therefore that wouldn't be a qualifier for the Gemar Din. Now, so this is Vabaya do Omar, Ima Hassam, that if from there, and the Gemara says, Havimin, I would have said, Hanim Ila de Tumal, that I would have said the Tumal Lav de Gufe, that is Tumal not from the body. So this is asked, and the Gemara says, the Bach adds on, Vakasha is difficult, because the El Mashma, previously it sounds like that the Lois Svirle, that Abaya doesn't hold, I'm taking out the word Vakaima, Pircha de El, the Pircha de Megufe. In other words, that there should be some type of a sword to differentiate between the Nagoyim of a body and the Nagoyim of a house. Rava says that that's a difference between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi. That the Vahershos of the body, Rabbi Huda holds that you cannot learn from Nagibatim because the Chiddush Rabbi doesn't hold like that. Because the Isli Labai, Rabbi holds, no, Mashmos Dershon, the difference between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi is just where you expound it from. The Mashma, it sounds like that Rabbi Huda Lidorish Mir Vepinu, Rabbi Huda does not expound from the Pinu, which that would have been the difference. Now, Havadadash Leinam Eshapir, that you can expound very well also regarding from Vipinui, regarding the Nige of the body, and not to differentiate between the Negoim of the Guth and the Negoim of the body, of the house. And the Bach adds on the words Ella, so rather, the reason why Rebuta does not expound from Vipinui regarding the Negoim of the Guth is because the Itztirich. that you need the pasuk to learn out, as the Bach adds in the words lechavili kasha, lechavili etzim, for bundles of straw and bundles of wood, that they're also become tam in the house. Ulekach dorish me, and therefore expands from ubayim harois, which as Tosis had said previously in the Zayim Abayzim Maschem Hashmoyes Bereshi, that seems like that there's a contradiction to what the Gemara is saying over here, that according to Abaya, you don't learn out nigei guf from nigei bayis. And that says Tosis akach nirli, so it appears to me dachar perushal el. This is what. How you explain Abaya previously when he says Mashmos Dersh Nigga Benayu, what does that mean? Rabbi Sabi Rabbi holds the Biyem Herdois, it's strictly Drasha Chrina. That you need that pasig for some other Drasha, which is the Biyem of the Balalik, the Breaches Namalel, at daytime and not at nighttime, as we previously explained there on Davzayan and Bezim Mask Mashmos. But what Tais is differentiating over here from what he had previously explained is an opinion of Rabbi Huda, according to Abaya. And that is, Rabbi Huda Sabi, Rabbi Huda holds, the Tavayu Darshin, that actually, you expound both the Pesukim. And the Issachar Rekrai, you need both the Pesukim. Ke'echad Issachar Rebbe de Mevipinu, that is, just like Rebbe needs, according to Rava, from Vipinui, because Havimina, Tumma de Lav Gufe, if all I had was that Pasik, I would have thought to say it's only Tumma that's not in the body. That's when you check it out for the Chasin, and that you don't check out for the Chasin and by the Yomtiv. The Kamashim on the Bayim. Therefore, you need the positive Bayim that's talking about even Tumah on the body. That Ubayim, there are certain days that you see and certain days that you don't see. Ubayim, the Shemin Adva Mitzvah. Now, from him, I would only know for something that's a mitzvah purpose. Kamashim on the Pina, therefore, you need the positive Pina, which is talking about even waiting for things that are Rishos, that are not mitzvah things. Well, the Vezi, according to this, the Kuliyam Mam Tin the Varshos. So it comes out according to this, both Rabbi Huda and Rabbi would agree, according to that Bayim, that you would wait even for something that's Adva Rishos, that Avai Dashi Pinoy Kabisha, because now, based on what we're saying, both of them expound the Pinoy. Even Rabbi Huda, like we explained. And the Mitzvah, that's the Mekabal Chaymer, and something that you're right, we know from Mekabal Chaymer, talking because of Makra, the Pasuk goes through and the effort and explicitly writes on the Pasuk, we're behind the Dvar Mitzvah, that's a Dvar Mitzvah. In other words, the reason why you say Bayoim is to say you wait for Chasen and by the Regal, when you wait for Dvar Mitzvah, I would have known the Mekabal Chaymer from Dvar Rishos, which you know from Vipinah, but still, that's the thing, even though you know from Mekabal Chaymer, still the Pasuk goes through the effort and writes it out explicitly. But this is a bakasha ketsas, a little bit of view that is a little difficult according to Rabbi Huda. That is, that according to Rabba and Rabbi Huda, we can't learn out from the Pinui that you wait for Dvar Shos, because, like we said, that's a chiddush. Where, now, Shemashiyash b'chumra chiddush. Now, this that we have in the stringency, a chiddush, and ve'in limu hemeni kula, that you should not learn from it as a leniency to say that you wait for Dvar Shos. Now, that's because the common mission. The chiddush, you're saying it's a chiddush. It's mavonim libitam because wood and stone are normally not mekabel tuma, and he was saying it is mekabel tuma. So you tell me in living mano, they should not learn from it a leniency where you'll wait for dvar shus. What's difficult is what's the logic? But to the contrary, if we find something that's a stringency by negibatim, even so the Torah is mekel and says that you wait dvar shus. So b'shul something that's more kal, which is negigufay, for sure should be mekel to say we'll wait for dvar shus. So he says, you're right, that's definitely a question, but El de Kabasa, Min and Perkal Basa, we find this elsewhere in Chas, like a Hulna of Kavchas Vidal, where the Gemara says, Basa Bukhal of Chidishu, that, oh, you can't learn out from Basa Bukhal of, because it's a Chidish. Well, what's the Chidish of Basa Bukhal of? Pesha Ben Yaakov, he says, the totally cool Yom Bukhal, because if you mix the meat with milk all day long, sure, it's going to be permitted, because even though seemingly, the Torah only says, like, Savash, it's only a problem by cooking, even though technically it should be absorbing taste, it's still mutter. And yet, if you cook it just a little bit, it's already cooking, it's going to be forbidden. So that's a chiddush. Now, the chiddush ain't a mina isser. Now, the chiddush is not from the prohibition that's going to be, that, oh, it's prohibited when you cook it together, because the asr, where you say together it's forbidden, but when it's separate, it's going to be permitted. That's not the chiddush. Because our klayim namikol chadashari, it's not only a unique thing by basavuchal. You find this by forbidden mixture of klayim. They each one individually is permitted by stav v'sasir. But when it's together, it's going to be asik and masik perikol ever. Like the Gemara concludes in Pesachim Daf Mem Dal Amid Beis. So rather, obviously, the chiddush of basavuchal is the leniency. Even if you mix it all day in milk, it's going to be mutter. So therefore, you cannot learn out from it a stringency that tam should be keikar even other yisurim. So it's mashbet sounds like kashe is a chiddush, that when there's a chiddush in the iser, in the prohibition, that in limam and kuli cannot learn out from it as a leniency, even the other way around, that whether it be tam kicker or tam lav kicker. But again, you see this concept that we'll say that you can't learn out from it. And so it's some haytam ha'imiyash Rabbein Yisro bar Avram, and therefore actually from this concept was where Rabbein Yisro bar Avram, he explained, ha'hid eidim zoyim in the chiddushu. regarding Edim Zayman, which they were Hudzam, that it's a Chiddush. Now, the whole Chiddush Nazam is this, that the Mazimim remain kosher. So over in the Sugya and elsewhere regarding Edim Zayman in Sanhedrin and other places, that we say that the Edim Zayman are not Pasul Mafreya, because it's a Chiddush. Now, regarding the invalidation of the Mazam, that's not a Chiddush, because even by a kosher they become invalidated. But what we're saying is that the whole Chiddush is specific in Dalacha, so we're saying you can allow or not learn out from it, even though the Chiddush is as a stringency, so you cannot learn out even for a leniency, so to the opposite, so therefore you could say also over here that even though the Chiddush is that the Mazim are kosher, but you cannot learn out from that the Mazam should be Pasul Mafreya. Because even though regarding the psul of mazama, there's not a chiddush, but still in the halacha mazama, there's a chiddush, and therefore you see that either way, even the one thing's a chumma, one's a lean, so you cannot learn out, since ultimately it's a chiddush. In the next test, master begins with the mother mina, but seems to be contradiction of malakid b'chulu, which Tosfos brings that this is the mesech the smachas perikid beis, this halacha. And the Matzla Shnuye, the Gemara could have answered Hamani Rabbi Yisi, that who's the Tana of this Brisa is Rabbi Yisi, where the Amma, he says the Mishnah, able to lay that it is a morning to them. But Rameh disagrees and holds that it is a Simcha. But the Mishnah said, well, Abai wanted to explain the Brisa, even according to Rameh, and therefore gives a different answer. Kinnak says Matzla, the beginning of the Gemara, Le'erev, Einem Esabal, and after the evening, he does not mourn. And Rav Chizda explains. Now, Taisa says, the truth is, this that we say we bring in Rav Chizda, but later Rav Chizda hates to hate them. Even without Rav Chizda, it would still be a good question on the Rameh and the Mishnah. That he says it's Simcha. So why do we have to bring Rav Chizda's teaching? This is the norm of the Gemara, Agav Gerara, parenthetically, Lehevi Pedrusha Braisa explained to bring the interpretation of the Braisa. Even if it's bundled in his cloth, in Mesal Erev, did not mourn in the evening. Now, the Yeshma Farshim Adisha Koda, those explain it's going on the Resha. I feel it's true, Mavisadina, coming up, that even if it's bundled in his cloth for many days, so I'll listen up because once Shalayson has to mourn, which is not in the not mourning, is the yes mourning, as long as he sees them. But a perish coming nichatre, but the first interpretation seems better. Now, Avalesha chacha kolkach leperish rishon, but ultimately, it's not really so applicable over here, according to the first interpretation, because the Amisei from the end, where it says, Einem Esabel Erev, which we're saying in the first interpretation, going on the end, that you don't mourn in the evening, the Muslahak Shal Mishnah, you can't ask on the Mishnah, came Reish only from the beginning of the Brisa, which says, Hariz Mesabel. And the truth is, to ask on the Mishnah, you don't have to bring the end of the Brisa, Ulevan Ems Abalalayan. So that's Taisa, what you have to say is, the Maisi Seifa Agav Gerada, that you're right. Parenthetically, we wrote the Seifa, and Behadi Rav Chizda, which actually is explaining the Seifa, which you don't need to say the Seifa in the first place, Agav Gerada, it's parenthetical to parenthetical, yeah, meaning we brought in the Rav Chizda because of the Seifa, and the Seifa was only brought in because of the Reish, although you didn't even need that at all.